Right now, we're going to create a marketing plan. These are the things I want you to think about right now. How much money you want to make? And I want you to write it down on the bottom left-hand corner of this sheet under goals. Yep, for this year. How much money you want to make? You don't have to tell me, but write it down. Now, your average deal should be about $20,000. Divide that amount by $20,000. Now figure out how many deals it's going to take you to do that. Okay, now we got to figure out what techniques are we going to use. Out of everything we covered today, what techniques are you going to use to get those deals? Now, you're not going to do just one. You're going to do a few. Then you're going to develop your plan, and then you're going to work your plan till you die. Now, if you have very little money now, here are some techniques that you can start using right now with little money. The business cards. You should always be dropping off the business cards. Well, who told me you could get 250 business cards for free earlier? Who's that company? Hold on.
On Vistaprint.com, they'll give you 250 cards for free, plus you have to pay for shipping.
$6.
And it's $10 if you want the back printed.
So there you go, Vistaprint.com, they'll give you 250 cards for free, charge you about $6 for shipping, and if you want to get the back printed, then another 10. So get your business cards. Signs. Signs are cheap. Signs are easy to do. Signs are going to bring you deals. Simple as that. Flyers. 3 cents a flyer. All it is your manpower going out. I know it's cold out, but you know what? No one else is doing it right now. You can get on that phone and start talking to your real estate agents. Get on with your local board of realtors and find out who those top 25 agents are and start making phone calls. That's not going to cost you anything. And you should start doing those letter campaigns because they work, and do them consistently.
And one more to add to that list is perhaps other investors who may have deals that they can pass your way.
Oh, yeah, right. At your realtor club, realty investment club, find other investors that will wholesale deals. Ah, that'll be, you know, I haven't been into a situation yet where there's been a lot of wholesaling going on in my marketplace, but I know there's a club down in Washington, D.C., and before I spoke at their meeting, they had no less than 15 people come up with deals to wholesale. I was like, I'm just going to move down here and plant myself. Because, you know, the deal has at least $15,000 to $20,000 in it after you pay the wholesale fee. I pay that every day and get those deals. This is incredible. Here's some things that you're going to need some money and you're going to need some experience. The pre-foreclosures. You're going to need a little bit of experience. You don't need much. Depends on how comfortable you are with taking with what you know and going in. You don't want to get in trouble, though. Feel free to call me, anybody in this room, feel free to call me anytime if you're going to go into a pre-foreclosure, you're not quite sure what the deal is, and I'll walk you through it. Classified ads, that's going to cost you about $5,000 a year. It's going to cost you, divide that by 12, what's that equal? $600 a month? $600 a month, so that's some out-of-pocket expense. Your Ant Farm, those people are going to bring you a lot of pictures in a short period of time. Have those $10. Ready. And you want to know what to do with those deals. We started our first Ant Farm about a year into it, and if I've been getting so many deals in a short period of time. But you know what you can do with those Ant Farm deals is you can wholesale them too. And then the radio, I suggest you wait until you're in an emerging market before you start doing radio ads where there's a lot of buyers out there. Well, it doesn't even have to be emerging. You should just be in a buyer's market after the peak. Next thing you want to do is after you choose what you're going to do, you want to develop your plan. Take your activities. I call it the activities function worksheet. You'll find it in every one of my course because it is so effective on doing things. You just break up what you need to do. This is what it looks like. You break up what you need to do on an activity sheet. Now, say I wanted to go get signs. I list everything I'm going to need to do to get signs. I'm going to need to determine the design. I can get that from Dave's home study course. Call 3 signs, get 3 bids. Where am I going to get the bids from? Put the names over there. Now I got to order the signs. Now look, this is the beginning of the year. what are the signs on the second or the fourth after I get the design? Hire some kids to put them up. Get the tools to put the signs up. Pick up the signs on the 11th. Get the signs installed. I get everything down there. All right? They all have dates. They all have due dates. That's the important part of this list. Everything has a due date, and then I always put down here who's responsible in getting it done. Flyers. You should have flyers out. You could have them out in a day. Choose a flyer design. Put your name and company on the flyer. Bring it over to the Kinko's or office supply store. Get them done. Pick up the flyers. Start handing them out. But see, this organizes yourself. Believe me, I am not a detailed person. But I did learn I make a whole bunch more money when I look at the details. And I organize things to get things done. If you spend 15 minutes each day to plan your day, you will be so much more productive in that day, in that week, and in the month than you've ever been in your life. Real estate agents, again, the list. All the way over to direct marketing. Direct marketing is what you're all going to want to do, so let's go over this list. Get a list from the assessor's office or a list broker. That's the first thing you need to do. Get the letters from a course and make up your own. Separate the list by out-of-state owners because you usually they don't give you just out-of-state owners. But you want to scan that list, get all the out-of-state owners, make a separate list for those because you want to mail those continuously. Single families and 2 to 4s. Make copies depending on how many names you have on which letters you're going to use. Hire someone to stuff and stamp. Pick up the letters and all other supplies. Set up a continuous mailing system. Drop off the letters to the stuffer and mail them continuously. Here's a simple business plan. First month, I'm going to send on the first day of the first month, I'm going to send out a letter to the realtor. Second day, I'm going to hang some signs. Third day, I'm going to follow up with phone calls. Fourth day, I'm going to follow up with phone calls. Sixth day, I'm going to hang some more signs and send out some flyers. Next week, I'm going to send my out-of-state mailing, hang signs, work on my February mailing. Look, 2 weeks before my February mailing comes due, I'm working on it, so I'm prepared. Planning. Hang signs, send a realtor letter. Hang signs, follow up. Work on those mailings again. Send a 2 to 4 family group and group A mailings. I've got my mailings with letters because it was getting confusing with my little old lady. So it's either A, B, C, D, or E mailings. Send out the B, send out the C, send out the D. Hang signs and flyers. That's a pretty simple get up and go. I don't have much money to get started plan. So let's do this. Let's take 5 minutes. I want you to plan out your next month on what you're going to do. You don't need to do all the activities function stuff. I just want you to plan what you're going to do here. Alex just told me you can get signs at supercheapsigns.com. Really cheap. Okay, how we doing? Good? All right, who wants to volunteer? Okay. I saw you. I saw you looking away.
Hi, Dave. My cash goal for next year would be $300,000 for the whole year.
Excellent. How many deals is that?
15. But I'd want to be adding 10 rental units to our inventory of rental properties.
Good. How many rentals do you own now?
Just 11. So I want to try and double that this year.
Good.
And then I tend to work in chunks of weeks, so I kind of did it on a weekly basis, and I think my first order of business would be mailing the out-of-state owners, because in my area, we're in a resort area, so we have a lot of owners who are out-of-state, so I think that's a good market for where we are.
Okay.
And on a daily basis, put up at least 2 signs a day. Foreclosures I'm working on daily anyway, so that's an ongoing process. Flyers is a daily thing, and the same with the business cards, doing 20 a day. I want to start my ant farm with people with the pictures. So I don't know, one a week. If I can get one person a week, I'd be happy with that as a easily achievable.
What do you mean by one person a week?
Taking on a new ant farm person a week.
Yeah.
One a week.
Oh, no. You know, once you put that ad out there, you're going to get a slew of calls. You'll just have them all going out as a big bunch. So it's when you want to do bunches. A bunch will go out. You burn a bunch of them out. Some of them will perform. Some of them won't.
Sure.
And then you'll get another bunch to go out.
Yeah. Try and do one note deal a week. I'm trying to buy and sell notes and call one realtor a day. And then also try and add 3 investors a week to my list of other investors that I'm finding stuff for.
Where are you going to find them?
Through my classified ads and just networking. And
if
through
you
the
say
banks.
Networking, where are you going to network for investors?
Just any people in the street, if they know people who invest in real estate or, you know, okay. I talk to everybody.
So you're going to tell everybody what you do.
Yeah.
And tell them what you're looking for so the world knows.
Yeah. Good. And then I try to call 3 banks a week to get to the REO person. So I'm generating cheap properties via the banks that way. Thank
Good.
You.
Yeah, thanks. Who else wants to share? Mark.
I've chosen, Dave, the Little Money program to get started. It basically boils down to the flyers.
Hold on. How much do you want to earn next year?
$200,000, 10
Excellent.
Bills.
You know, folks, $200,000 isn't that difficult in this business once you get your marketing campaign going and consistent.
The way that I see it sitting here, the cheapest thing for me to do is just go to the computer, type up some flyers, make 300 of them, do 300 a week, go out, hit the Shaws or the Market Baskets, put them under the windshield on the driver's side of the car.
Yep.
In terms of direct mail marketing, what I have now personally in terms of resources is the town record, tax records for the town of Merrimack, one town north of here.
Yep.
That being the case, I'll buy one roll of stamps per week, which if you look at a 5-day work week, would allow me to do 20 pieces to out-of-town owners per day. The other thing that I would do the first business day of the month, which would be Monday, would be just to go out for this month, order 15 signs. I figured that would take probably 3 weeks to put those, to get those, have them made up.
Shouldn't take you 3 weeks, should take you a week.
Okay. Well, when those come, then put those out.
Yep.
And then the other thing would be to start tracking foreclosures from the newspapers, generate spreadsheets with the phone numbers and call them probably on a weekly basis.
How much time are you going to give this a day?
It would, the 20 pieces sitting down handwriting is probably an hour, maybe 2 hours a day.
Do you have anyone else that can do that for you? The envelope stuff?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you,
yeah.
If you do, you'll do that. I did that once, and that is so tedious and takes so long that I just, but you know what? I have friends that do it while they're watching TV. I watch TV for 10 minutes at night because I got so much stuff going on in my head. I turn it on when I'm in my bedroom, and it kind of has me focus on something else that instead of my head, and I go to sleep. I can't sleep with the TV on, though.
Another thing, too, that would probably work would kind of tie into the ant farm ideas. If you're out riding around town anyway, if you're in the real estate business, look for these properties that you're talking about, the ones that need repairs, or yep. look to be vacant, and research yep. those.
What's the first step you're going to do when you see something that's repaired or vacant, needs repairs or vacant? That you learned here today.
Take a picture and get the tax card.
Nope.
Talk to the neighbor's
house. Go to the neighbor's house. Right. That's the fastest way to find out and to get it off of your mind on whether or not you might have a deal there. Who else? No other volunteers? Wants to share? Okay, one more.
I also did mine on a monthly basis.
How much you want to make next year?
200.
This year. Good.
Direct mail. I just purchased absentee owner list, which is about 8,500 names for the region I'm working with.
Good.
Plan to do 1,000 a month.
Who's going
to
stuff those for you?
My wife and her girlfriend.
Poor woman.
Well, she gets to stay home all day now, so.
Oh, that's good.
50 signs a month.
That's a good number.
I've got a list of banks to deal with REOs. I call 3 to 4 of those per week. And I spend one day every other week doing drive-bys, which I guess I could sub that out to an ant farm. At this point, that's it. I've thought about doing a billboard.
Yep.
I'm a little skeptical. I wanted to see how the rest of this worked first. In my area, it's not that expensive. I can do 5 locations for 2 months for about $5,700.
That's not bad.
No.
Good.
So at some point in the future, I'm going to give that a try.
Excellent. All right. Anybody have any questions on what we covered today?
Have you or anyone in the class ever used eBay? About 3 months ago when I started, you know, studying and all that, I came across a ton of foreclosures in Massachusetts. If you enter MA, The only thing is they only wanted to deal with realtors, but they were all foreclosures.
I've never used eBay.
Anybody?
No, that's interesting. Did you have one, Cindy?
Dave, going back to your CSG for 800 numbers.
Yes.
What is that? Is that like a competitive Verizon or something?
It's no. It's a number that it's a company that only deals with 800 numbers. Any other questions?
Dave, do you have a website for your real estate firm?
My teaching company is rementor.com. The letter R, the letter E, mentor.com.